Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am trying to get into my house right now. Okay. Anyway, we're on Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host. And yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful sunny. Oh, actually, the night. It's nighttime now, but it was a warm, wonderful day. And I am just excited to do this show. I have Derek Tucker on the line. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Sabrina. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming on the air with us. We appreciate it. So hold on, because we got to give some shout-outs today on the show. And that is my noisy air conditioner in my condo. So we have to walk to the other room because we're doing this show live. And anyway, all right, so hold on there. All right, so we're on the air today, and we're going to be hearing from Derek Tucker. He's a model. He's an actor, actually, and I think model, too. Hold on. Derek, is that right? You're a model, too, right?
Mel?
Derek, you're a model, too, right?
Correct, yes. I'm a model as well. I do both.
Yeah, he's hot and sexy, ladies, so don't be Don't even try to, like, not, like, ask him questions. Hold on. We have a guest who I think I know who it is, but is this Stacy?
It is Stacy. How are you?
Hi! Are you listening in tonight?
I am listening in tonight to show you some love and say I'm very excited that you are with Conversations with the Diva. You're doing a fantastic job. I love your shows. And I'm pleased to be tuning in to hear you.
Oh, you guys, you know what? Stacy is from the Urban Release magazine. They have been out now. Has it been over a year, Stacy?
We were in print 1 year January, yes.
In January.
Yes.
And you know what? It is one of the best magazines out there. They keep it real, keep it honest. And I've written for them a couple of times. Hopefully, trying to get back to writing for them sometime in May or June. This is May, probably June. But this is an excellent woman, and Stacy, stop laughing at me. Stacy's actually my really, 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 really good friend. We hardly ever see each other, but it's like we always just start off at the next sentence. Stacy is wonderful. Stacy, tell us a little bit about the Urban Release magazine, where we can find you guys, and what's coming up for you guys, because it's an honor and a blessing that you called in.
Aw, we actually have some great things going on, but you can find more about us at our website at www.theurbanrelease.com, Facebook. We even have a Snapchat now, Sabrina. We've come a long way. So, yeah, now the kick is trying to get me to manage the Snapchat, but we're going. Anyways, I want to tune in and hear the show. I'm actually taking Uber right now. So my drive. We're all listening to you. So enjoy the show, and I'm excited to hear you.
Oh well, thank you, Stacy. Love you, girl. Anyway,
you
if you
too.
Have any questions, you just message me and I'll check them. All right,
I
we're
will
gonna
do.
Put Stacy back on hold, but we want to say a special thank you to Matthew Mew Johnson, who actually is giving us some of our songs that we played before, but we'll be playing Khadeev, Fly Away, and Reflect Khadeev and Shakim, and they're actually really great songs. We'd also like to say thank you to Queen Sylvie. She has a show, Queen Sylvie Show, that's on Fishbowl Radio. It is in Texas, Dallas, Texas. She is amazing. It comes on the air on Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I am multitasking. I'm getting this because I thought I had it written down, but I just want to make sure that we get Queen Sylvie advertised for that. Well, she hasn't gotten back to me yet, but anyway, it's on Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's on Fishbowl Radio, and you can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at Diva underscore two, yeah. Anyway, all right. And also, I want to say hello to my favorite alliance in the game of war. This is a game I've been playing for almost a year and a couple of months now. It is fabulous. I belong to B/J, which is Burning for Jesus. And I love my friends, Shell, Arnie, Smithy, Doc. Love you guys. Killer, Damkiss, and Cam. You guys are wonderful. Next week, we're going to be talking a funny thing about Game of War, but also it's going to go along with social media and how that you cannot date somebody you have never met. And that's a topic that we're going to discuss because I see it a lot with gamers. I see it a lot on the internet, on Facebook, with people saying, oh, I'm dating this person, and they have never met them. So can you actually date somebody that you've never met? That's a good question, and we're going to ask us next week because we want to know if Wicked, because she really is a wicked child and wicked girl in the game, if it's possible to date a guy in a foreign country that you've never met, and we're just selling her business out. All right. Now we are back to Jerick. Jerick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Did you find that very funny?
Yeah, I did. That that's somebody in a foreign country, that's kind of scary.
No, seriously. Okay, so Wicked is dating Wolf, and this isn't a game. It's what we call Game of War, but I call it Game of Soap Operas because it's just, woo, they got a lot going on. Because these are actually adults playing these games, and they think that they're in love with people that they've never met, and I just want to know how that works. So we're going to talk about that because women seem to do that a lot. They seem to fall in love with guys that they meet on the internet and whatever and never met these guys and want to give them all their money and stuff. So anyway, moving on. We're talking about you. You didn't know you were going to be a comedy tonight, did you? Anyway.
No,
Sorry. All right.
I love you.
Jerick Tucker, thank you for coming on Conversations with the Diva. You're actor, model, a great father, a great individual. I want you to tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, who inspired you to do acting, and what is your – we'll stop there. Let's go with that. And
all
let's
right,
try to
so,
mute the things in your background.
Yes, ma'am. So, of course, my name is Jerick Tucker. I'm an actor out of Dallas, Texas. 28. Well, I'll be 28 next week, a week from today. So this is like a birthday present to me. Yes, yes, I'll be 28 next week.
Hold on, I'm gonna sing happy birthday to you. Hold on. Let me not shut down the radio singing happy birthday to you. Hold on a second, Stacy.
Yes, ma'am, I'm right here.
Okay, let's sing happy birthday to Jerick. It's early birthday. You know I like birthdays. Okay, Jerick, here you go. Here we go. This is for now. Stacey actually has a better voice, and she's much, much prettier than me. I'm just an average looking girl.
Hardly. Hardly.
Oh, my goodness. I love Stacey. What are you over Christmas, girlfriend? All right.
Oh, my gosh. Jerick, I hope you don't want it on key. I hope
we're
not doing this. We're supposed to be doing this on key.
Okay. I can't sing. They don't have me going to church and singing in the choir because nobody would come. Nobody would tithe. Come on, Susie.
Oh, that's
what it is. They wouldn't. All right. Ready? Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Darren. Happy birthday to you.
All right. So there you go. All right.
Sabrina had a lot of effort in that.
You know what? I did. And it was from my heart. I can't sing. And if my future husband was looking for me on the air right now, he would have probably left. So moving on as we interview you. Oh, my goodness. I love this show. All right. So you're out of Dallas, Texas. You have, tell us about you. Tell us just about you.
All right. So I'm an actor and a model, but I prefer acting now. I'm kind of grown out of the model agency, so I like acting because it's more challenging than walking the runway. So I like acting a lot. Who inspired me was probably besides my family, just like Will Smith or something. I idolized Will Smith growing up, just his personality and just how he was. So Will Smith is a big inspiration. Omar Epps is a big inspiration. I like his smooth, you know, mellow, and you know how he just blows away the movies he's in. So those are my inspirations. But besides those great and talented actors, my most high inspiration are my children. They inspire me every day to do better, and I'm actually doing this for them to show that, you know, you can be whatever you want to be in life.
Amen on that. So tell us, how long have you been in acting, and what have you done so far? What's been the biggest challenge for you?
I've been acting now for, let's say four years. I've been acting. The biggest challenge for me was probably The Rise, one of my favorite films I'm in. Shout out to King Williams. That was challenging because that was my first actual short film. And King just told me, hey, be yourself, man, the whole time, be yourself. You're like, just take it easy and just be yourself. And it was challenging me because that was me and his first movie. So that's what challenged me. And remembering scripts, I mean, that's hard. I'm not even going to lie to you. That's challenging.
You know what? I was in the movies when I was a kid. I did my own filming of Mary Had a Little Lamb, so that was really tough for me.
So you know how it is. I was in a movie too. I was in a movie that I remember when I was little. This guy bought a camcorder, and we shot a movie outside. It was called 82 Ways to Die, and the only role I had was screaming, dropping a glass, and running the house yelling mama, and I could not get that damn pack for nothing.
You know what? You know, black people really could be more famous because we do like to scream, and we just don't really realize it, and we could be making a lot of money. I know me personally, I could have probably been in a zombie movie 50 times over the way I scream when I see spiders or snakes. All right, let me stop. Let me get back to your movie, The Rise. You know what? It's from some of the things I was reading, that movie really hit home with you as far as just, you know, like you said, it was your first film, but it really was an intense movie for you. Can you tell us what were some of the things in the movie that impacted you? How did it help you grow? And what did you learn from it? And tell us about what the movie, I know, but so other people know what it's about.
So The Rise is about Mike and Smooth, mainly about Smooth. Basically, the movie is based upon a African American guy who gets accepted being in the acting world. But as he's in the acting world, he experiences friends and family who want handouts. And I play his best friend Mike, who steals instead of asking for a handout. I just take what I think belongs to me.
Wow!
That movie was challenging because I don't steal. So it was hard for me to grasp how to steal from somebody and act how somebody who steals acts. That was real hard for me because that's just not me. So when I did it, I was like, wow, this is how somebody steals, stealing $40,000. I would have shot that person. If I had that amount of money and someone stole from me, I would have shot them. So that movie kind of ended with me on a safe note.
Oh, wow. So what is the that was one of your first short films. Now, do you have any other opportunities for longer films? And what is your favorite thing? Is it short films, plays, or movies do you like to act in?
Right now, I love short films. I do. Right now, I'm about to work on another short film. Well, actually, it's a web series. It's called The Washingtons. This movie is a comedy, and I cannot wait to be in this role due to the fact that I'm playing a nerd whose goal is to graduate college, but in order for him to graduate college, he has to write a hip-hop novel, but he doesn't listen to hip-hop. He listens to Barry Manilow. So this is going to be challenging to me because my father passes away. He's actually passed away in this movie. He left us a will. But at the will, we find out that I have a strange sister out of outside marriage. And in order for her to get her cut, she has to finish school and become a nerd. But she's a drug dealer girl, a fast life girl. So this is a comedy because my mother doesn't like her. So she's trying to get her cracked so she can get her half of the will. So I know for a fact this movie is going to challenge me. But I want to be in a movie. I want to be in a theater, the world to see me. That would be my biggest challenge, and I just hope and pray one day I get that chance.
Oh, you will. You will.
Thank you.
You will. Hold on. I want to see if Stacey has any questions for you. Stacey, do you have any questions or insights you want to offer?
Actually, I'd like to know, is there anybody particular you'd like to work with as far as acting?
Oh, yes. I would love to work with Tyler Perry. I think his movies inspire me a lot, and I think I will learn a lot from Mr. Perry and also Lee Daniels. Even before Empire, I liked Lee Daniels. I always heard his name. I always wanted to work with F. Gary Gray as well, the director of Friday. I always wanted to work with him. So those are some big producers that I would love to work with one day.
And have you ever thought about going into direct? I'm sorry, Sabrina. Have you ever thought about going into directing or producing yourself? And if so, what type of movie would you want to do?
And that's funny that you asked because I actually kind of produced and directed my first film with King Williams. It's called Gray. That movie is based on racism. That movie actually goes into the Rack Focus Film Festival actually in 3 weeks from today. That's funny because it's coming up quick. So that movie is based upon a black family that moves to a dominant white area, and we experience racism and everything. So that's a movie that I actually directed, and I love it too. It has a good meaning at the end.
Before I forget it, Jerick, when you get off the, you should go to my page in on Facebook and click on Stacey, because I'd like you to send your stuff to her at the Urban Release. I'm not guaranteeing it, but Stacey's the one who approves for people to be in the magazine, or maybe there's something you guys could talk about, because you do have a good story and a good history, and I really love how that you are doing this for your sons. I mean, for your children. I think that you're really inspiring, and at your age, it's nice to see a young man who is just really trying to achieve a lot and be there for his kids. Because there's a generation that's behind Stacey and I, and it's sort of kind of scary in a way that you guys are internet driven and media savvy, but it's nice that you have yourself grounded. Wouldn't you agree, Stacey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. To be so young and so focused.
Thank you, ladies.
I really wonder about the kids. I really do. So it's refreshing, actually, to hear a gentleman, and a male at that, that is just focused and driven and all about parenting. By all means, please send me your bio. Definitely.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Because you know what's interesting is that, you know what, I didn't expect Stacey to call in, but you know what's funny is I say this every show. The right person gets on, and it happens every show. Stacey did it tonight. 2 weeks ago it was somebody else. It's every time on this show the right person calls in or I think of just the right person that needs to be on the show to connect with our guest, and God is amazing. You know, I know some people listen to this and they say, you know, Serena, your mouth, you cuss. Yes, I cuss, but I still believe, yes, people, you can cuss and believe in God because I can repent, okay? So for all of you, you can repent. There you go. In the name of Jesus. but I can repent. But God always puts the right people on the show, and I'm just glad that Miss Stacy called in so that you guys can connect. Because, you know, the interesting thing about the Urban Release magazine is that it's just not a magazine about, oh, my God, let me just advertise who I want. It's about people who are real and people who are down to earth and people who are doing great things and trying to be an example, and you're trying to be an example. So, yes,
thank
and
you,
the Urban
you.
Release, the Urban Release actually magazine is actually the only thing on my www.sabrinathediva website.
Oh, I didn't
besides
see that.
Yes, Stacy, you guys are still on, girl. I haven't cut you out. Hello?
Really?
I didn't
know
that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, hold on. We have Stacy and I have to in a moment. Stacy, we talked about these things. Just because I don't talk to you doesn't mean I get rid of you, okay?
I know.
Now, Stacy, you know what? It's the love. Jared, could you make a short film for Stacy and I about us? Because we have a good friendship. Okay, moving on.
I would love to.
Jared, it would be more about Stacy's tolerance of Sabrina, because anybody, and Stacy can testify, is anybody who's my friend, they got to go to heaven.
You're hilarious. You're hilarious.
Hold on a second. We actually have another card. This is amazing. Hold on, you guys. I'm just so excited tonight. Let me get my phone. I'm using a T-Mobile Note 4. I'm supposed to say that. Okay, we have 369-363. Who's calling? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Who are you?
I know that voice. That's my youngest son.
I was going to say, oh,
son. I love you. Oh, okay, sweetie. Hi, how are you, darling?
Hi, JoJo.
Sound good.
Okay, bye.
Hi, JoJo. How are you? And who is the beautiful mom attached to JoJo?
That's my girlfriend. I wanna first personally shout her out due to the fact that that's a big inspiration in my life, because she's working on esthetician right now, and I wanna shout her out because she's, besides making everyone look beautiful, she's a beautiful soul herself. So I wanna say, baby, I love you and thank you for everything.
Now what
Heather?
I'm
sorry.
Are
Taylor.
You Taylor?
My name is Taylor. It's Taylor.
Oh, sorry. And he has not. That's not his. He didn't say that. I did. So don't be trying to say your man had another girlfriend. All right, Taylor. you. I don't want her to whoop you off the air or something. You in a diva cause some drama. So Taylor, you do. What do you do, dear?
Skincare. So
ooh,
I.
Oh, you
deal
have to
everything.
Be on the air. You have to come back on the air because we want to hear about. I have a lot of skincare questions as far as the blemishes for that I get. Oh my goodness! Again, a connection. Whoa, this is amazing. Well,
yeah, I have my own company. So I just started up my own business, so we kind of working together to build an empire, I guess you can say.
Stacy, do you hear these two youngins?
Well, hold on. You just started your own business?
Yes. We actually just had a grant opening this past weekend.
Well, you know what you need to do? We feature small businesses, new businesses in the Urban Release. So we would love to maybe give you a little bit of exposure. If you could send me your bio for me to review it, and if approved, we'll send you an email.
JoJo,
okay,
so send me an email with some more. I mean, JoJo, I'm talking to a little man. Look, he wants to be my son. Come here, JoJo. Okay. Jared, give me an email reminder tomorrow with all of Taylor's information, and I'll forward it all over to Stacy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I love him.
Bye.
My daddy said bye-bye, daddy. I'll see you when you get home.
All right, Taylor. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, Jarek. You guys are wonderful. You know what? So, like, because you guys came on the air, like, when you guys get married, can I request, like, carrot cake at the wedding so I can have
carrot cake?
Oh, of
course.
Okay,
cool. Just, I love carrot cake.
Stacey, did you want anything?
I want wine. That's all
I
want.
Of course we're
going to
have wine.
Okay.
Oh, we're just going to be there.
Okay, just
we're
making sure. Yeah. Well, Stacey and I will come to the wedding. Well, you know what, Derek? So you, I have another question for you. What is your ultimate goal? Because Stacey did hit on it, and I love when Stacey comes back because she inspires me to think. What is your ultimate goal? I know you said short films, but what is your actual, at the end of the day, what would you really love to be doing as far as come with acting?
When it comes to acting, my only goal right now, and I can't stop bragging on them, is my family. I want them to have everything in life, and it would be the biggest blessing to me to give them everything. That's my biggest goal for my family, not just my kids, but for my grandchildren. I just want to build a dynasty. So that's my goal. That's my goal. I do this for my mother, my brother, my whole family.
Wow. You are an amazing young man. I'm so thankful for you coming
you.
On the
Thank
show
you.
And just giving me a few minutes. When your film comes out at the, what did you call the festival again?
Rack Focus.
When after it comes out, the Rack Focus, I'd like you to come on and tell us how you did. So shoot me an email so you can come on and tell us about that. And if you have a link to that or to your short films or where we can find them at, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Yes, ma'am. So on real quick, I have to do a shout-out.
Yeah.
I have to shout-out Queen Silva. If it was not for her, I would not be on this show. That is my girl. I want to say hey to the queen. And even though Tim doesn't like me, I want to say, what's up, Tim? I know you don't like me. I still love you, man. But if you guys are looking for me, if you guys look for me on Facebook, it's Jarrick Tucker. That's J-A-R-R-I-C. And last name Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R. And that's all around on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And Snapchat is Hollywood JT because I'm kind of Snapchat savvy too.
Okay, Stacey, I'm going to have to get Snapchat. I don't understand it, but I guess I'll have to work on it because I'll be doing some crazy things anyway with my now 6,558 selfie of myself. Okay, now.
Let me tell you, this is so bad, Sabrina. I had to have my daughter, Samantha, sit there and guide me through Snapchat because it really makes no sense.
I don't get it.
It doesn't.
Well, I have to admit, I get it now. We are officially there, and that's great. That's awesome. I think I spend more time looking at everybody else's than I do posting, though. I have to work on that.
Well, before we go off the air, we want to thank Derek, we want to actor and model. We want to thank Stacey with the Urban Release magazine. Hi, Charlie, because I know he's going to listen to this one, and that's an inside joke. Only he'll know what that means. Anyway, I love my buddies over at Urban Release magazine. Thank you. Even though I don't get to see Stacey a lot, I talk to my friends that much over there. I love them. They are upstanding magazine. Yes, they are. Blognoppers and Urban Release magazine are the only people that are still on my webpage. It is an honor and privilege to be on my webpage. And if you're crazy, you can get your butt kicked off. Now, next week's show, we are going to talk about the game of war, social media, Facebook, Snapchat, and what it means in action. What is a date and what is it when you're just gaming or playing on the internet? There is a difference. This is for ladies and men because you guys need to know the difference because I really am sick and tired of hearing people claim that they're with people that they've never met. I'm sorry, but that's just some scary stuff. I don't care what nobody says. Stacey, what do you think?
You know what? I have a few people that I have to deal with on a regular basis that are madly in love with people out of the country that have never seen them, but they do send them money. And it's
yes.
it's just, it's crazy to me. It is. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's Jerick. Now there's a short film for you right there, buddy. I'm gonna tell you, because so many people be taking some of these things so seriously, like, ooh, girl,
I'm
you know what?
You
so fine. I met you. I love you. We never met him. Never saw him. But then the women are men. They be sending money, and I'm gonna tell you now, Wicked and Wolf, they do that stuff on Game of War, and they be acting like they're married company. He's in India. She's in here in America. And that's crazy crap. I mean, and she be like telling people that's her man. Okay, he can't be your man because he ain't even held your hand, sister. Okay, I need that to stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to say it. It's like,
you know, I think
ahead,
people are just really, really lonely. I really do. I think that's what it is. It's really lonely. And the idea that there is somebody that shows interest in them, I'm thinking that might have a lot to play in it. It's kind of, it's really sad. It really is.
We're,
you can't differentiate
yeah.
between real and reality. You know what I mean? Real and fake. Very sad.
Yeah, no. We're going to talk about that a lot more next week. We're going to spend a lot of minutes on that. We're also going to be talking about curvy girls, big women or curvy girls, whatever you want to say. I'm a curvy girl. I'm in between the big woman and the small woman. I'm a curvy girl. But women, can we dress nice? Can we be okay with who we are? Stacey is like the one girl who I will have to say is the ultimate curvy girl, and she'd be rocking those 6-inch heels. She could be walking down the street or in a cab, and that girl be looking fine, okay? So it's a good thing she's here on the show, because I can tell you that she looks good. Girl, women who are bigger, please don't be walking down the street wearing booty shorts and thinking you look cute. Now, we're going to be talking about a appropriate dress and how to look fine and be looking like the diva and Stacey and feel good about yourself. You do not need to be calling attention to some of the bigger parts that are beautiful, but they should not be hanging out because they just shouldn't.
I agree.
Man.
Big women should not be hanging out.
And ladies, I know that hurts, and the emails that people be sending me, I just want you guys to know, I want to say this every show, I crack up, and I think they're funny, and I'm still going to say what I say, okay? So, and you can send it to Volante, the networker, and my network boss, and she'll just laugh at you, too, because you know what? If you don't like, the truth hurts. Anyway, moving on, I want to thank my last commercial to Coach Danny Bongiorno. Yes, Stacey, I'm still training with him after 3 years. And this man has gotten me to now 265 pounds of weightlifting. I'm so proud of
that's good.
Danny.
That's good.
He helped me with the last. Actually, I think I can do 225. He helps me with the 35. I can, because I can only do 5 lifts of it. So thank you, Coach Danny. We appreciate you. We love you. No, ladies, Coach Danny is off limits. He's not my man, but he ain't yours either. All righty. Okay.
Now that's
anyway,
funny.
I know, huh? Okay, and the last one is, for all those people, this is my public service announcement, 211 for any mental health. You can get it in all the states. Just dial 211. It's a free number, and they will refer you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, African-American, Black, Hispanic, and of the Asian descent. Sometimes you do have mental health problems. You do need to seek help and stop scaring people, because sometimes you remind us of a Madea cartoon or commercial where you're just scaring everybody and people are afraid to talk to you. Get help. It's okay. We're not saying you need drugs. We're just saying you may need somebody to talk to you, and that's a good thing. And it's not the man who's causing your problems of mental health. It's you. So get help. Anyway, on a serious note, we have had a lot of teens back in the news killing and killing themselves and killing other people. Teen suicide is rampant. It is really serious. If you have a teenager or you know another adult or somebody who is saying that they want to kill themselves, take them seriously. Take them to the nearest emergency room. Call 911. If they can wait till the next morning, please get them help. It is serious. You know what, and there's nothing wrong with telling your friend, you know what, don't keep the trust of I want to kill myself, because at the end of the day, that's somebody's brother, mother, father. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to Conversations with the Diva with Sabrina Williams. It is an amazing, amazing day. I have wonderful things going on. Lots and lots of people that Queen Sylvia are referring over to me. Jarek, don't forget to send me an email reminder and with you and Taylor's information, and I'll forward to Stacy. I will need you guys to each send me a Snickers bar for the network. That's how I network with people. I get Snickers bars. So I'm trying to build up a stock. In case the zombies come, I will always have Snickers bars, okay?
She's very, very serious.
Yes, it is. I watched the zombie, that show, Whatever's Walking Dead, and that stuff could
happen. Dead.
I'm just telling you people.
Oh, that's my move. That's my show.
Okay, I still think, Jarek, that they need to come to an end because, in theory, technically, the scientists would have found a cure by now, 6 or 7 seasons later. You know, people eating people. That, you know, stop it. Stop. Jesse Donald's dead. Stop it. But anyway, Stacey, thank you, dear, for showing us love. I love you, doll, and you are appreciated. I will talk to you soon, and be safe getting home. All right, that was our friend Stacey from the Urban Release magazine. She is a wonderful, wonderful person, seriously. She has kept me going, and she puts up with me. I'll tell you, all my friends, like I said, anybody associated with me, they get to go to heaven because I will give you a ride more than Belle will. All righty, now, moving on. Jarek, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you ever want to do a short story on me, you just let me know because I'm actually funny. I'm ready right now. Yeah, I'm serious. I would make a good commentary. I'm going to tell you stuff because you know what? I got to get a little short story to tell. You really should. We should talk. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we need to talk.
I just want to see. You know what I want? I just want my name on one picture and lights. Okay, let me stop. I'm just speaking of myself. Lord Jesus, help me. Let us pray for me. Okay, stop. Don't. Anyway, Jarek, anything else you want to give a shout out to? Anybody you want to say hi to before we go off the air?
Besides my family, I want to just shout out to everyone who ever supported me in everything I do. And I want to thank the Lord up above for giving me this opportunity.
And Jesus, thank you for loving me with my little sinning self. I know I'm the most sinningest person in the world, but you still love me. And I want to say again, hi to my favorite alliance in 695 Kingdom and Game of War. Hello, Burning for Jesus. I love you guys. Amazing, amazing. They are the best alliance I've ever belonged to, and I've belonged to a lot. And the Game of War is a really fun game. It's a really great game. You talk to other adults in other parts of the world or in other states, and you actually get to burn people and their kingdoms and stuff. That's what I really play the game for because I get to burn. And then people send me emails, just like right now, Jarek, I'm reading an email. Like I killed somebody else's monster on the way to them. Okay, well, move a little faster, put more money in the game, and you'll be okay, buddy, okay? That's not my fault, too. I love it. Anyway, you know what? This is Sabrina Williams signing off with Conversations with a Diva. We're going to end off with Cadiz with Fly Away. Thank you, Jarek. Have a great day, and don't forget my email, buddy. Love you.
Peace out, have a great night, too. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys. You know I love you guys all. It is a great day. You're wanted and you're loved. Don't stop trying and keep going forward. You need anything, cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Happy to answer your emails and talk to you. Look me up on Facebook at sabrinawilliams.com. And here's our song with Cadiz, Fly Away, and then we'll go off the air and tune in next week. We're going to be talking about imaginary dating and real dating. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Nights on other people's couch, taking L's while I'm trying to flip an ounce. Street full of shells, hope none hit the house. Don't let them slip around, cause them peers got snouts. Catch you in the mud or dirt. Unemployed, but he love to work. She live in the hills, but she love to twerk. So you catch her on the block in a mini skirt.
Ask a bum what a penny's worth. Your life worth less on your enemy's turf. We live and we die, that's the rules to earth. So we pray for the best, what a best to church. Amen, beware of the fake friends. Long snake can't see where the head is. You behind can't see where her head is. When the music stops, keep dancing.
Keep your head to the sky, just spread the wings.
You hate when it rains. Tell me this, what's love without pain? What's dedication when there's nothing to gain? More stress, more push for the process. When you eat, you got to let it digest. Everybody too big till you stand up. Look down on them, then they put their hands up. Yeah, I demand success. Keep your head up, the neck don't rest. Hold on to your blessings and trash the rest. You damn near float when you're at your best. Feeling Gandhi, blowing ganji. I succeed putting failures behind me. Gotta go, but I love patrol behind me. So when I get to where I'm going, you can find me.
Keep your head to the sky, just spread the wings. Fly, fly, come and fly away. People I must forget that you keep the spirit lifted.
I just call them anchors, leave them at the dock. Fly like you're supposed to. Smile every day, you want to. Stress less, gray hair come quick. Life short, don't die over dumb shit. Live your life no matter what, carry on. Fly with me, bring a carry on. Yeah, it's that feel good vibe. Young, wild, and free, living ill life. To our soldiers who fight another man's war. Eyes open, careful what you stand for. We never forget what you die for. Don't be the reason that your mama gotta cry more. Let your family be the thing you survive for. And happiness be the thing that you strive for.
Keep your head to the